Well, it's wonderful to be here. What I love about this project, it's about community. This is so important to me. This was something I absolutely was excited about when I first took office. I think this is the first one we've done in a city park.
Yes, it is.
And the city of Federal. That's a wonderful accomplishment. And what this is going to do, this is going to teach people how to garden. It's going to help feed those that need to be fed at a time when we're facing the worst recession since the Depression. We're pulling this thing together, and together we make everything better. So it's wonderful to be here.
More than 60 volunteers cheer as Mayor Lionel Jordan throws the first scoop of topsoil on the site of the Walker Park Community Garden. The garden is one of several in the area, but the first one under the new Community Garden in the Parks program, an initiative of the City of Fayetteville Parks and Recreation Department. The crowd is a mixed one, comprising children, youngsters, seasoned gardeners, and senior citizens. It's here as a community. Serena Caffrey is part of the coordinating team for the Walker Park Community Garden. She says it was during a farmer's market last August that she was introduced to the idea of starting a community garden in Walker Park, located near the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center.
One day at one of the last farmer's markets of the year, it was in late August, so it was close to the end of the season. I saw a guy named Sam walking around handing out flyers, telling me about a Fayetteville Community Garden Coalition workshop. And that workshop was the beginning of this project, this Walker Park Community Garden. It was a workshop where they said, here's an idea that the city has given us, the community is in support, you guys have all of these resources, who wants to be a part of it? And I brought a few friends, you've probably already heard from a few of them, and we just went there and we said, this is awesome, this is so cool. And so from that point on, that was August 31st, from that point on, we met weekly, and we have been meeting weekly almost the whole time since then. And our group has fluctuated a lot, but that's natural, you know, people have other commitments, and we've grown a lot as a group. And here we are today, and that's it, and it's so exciting.
The ground is covered with cardboard pieces. Due to poor soil conditions, the garden will be planted in raised beds on top of the cardboard. The volunteers are working hard to cover the pieces with topsoil. The gusts of wind are threatening to blow them away. Kalisa Kitts works for the University of Arkansas. She lives nearby and looks forward to gardening with others.
I've been here about 8 months. I bought a house in this neighborhood, and this was one of my dreams, was to garden with other people. So this is a chance I'm getting to meet my neighbors, some of them, for the first time, and we're saying, well, where do you live? Oh, I just live in that house. So I'm finding people that are just 4 or 5 houses away from me.
30 4x4 plots will be made available to the public on first-come, first-served basis. 25% of the land will be used to grow vegetables for local food banks and charity organizations. Ryan Norman, a member of the coordinating team, says the Walker Park Community Garden is a place where anyone will be able to grow vegetables and flowering plants of their choice.
There's a lot of people that don't have access to enough soil or enough water to grow food or flowers. And a community garden is a place for, it's really just an offering to the public to say, here, come plant this up, come make it produce. Let's not let this land go to waste. Our vision's a lot bigger than just moving soil and planting peppers. It's about how to give more people access to healthy food. Really unhealthy food is cheap. Anybody can get that. Not everybody can eat healthy.
The garden will also grow flowers for the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center, located adjacent to the property. Participants and staff from the Senior Center will not only help with the maintenance of the garden, but also provide free water for a year. The land has been leased free of cost to the Walker Park Community Garden Group for a year by the City of Fayetteville. Ryan says the garden will start by planting annuals.
This is just the beginning. I would love to see a fruit orchard just east of it. I'd love to see some blueberry bushes. I'd love to see some, you know, hydrangeas. some flower bushes on the edge. I'd love to see a timber frame garden shed, a water cistern. You know, we've got lots of ambition. We're just going to see how far we can get with the materials we've got and then see if we can push it even a little bit past that and hope that it gets people's attention and people will want to help and come contribute labor. We hope that people that have money will give money. We really believe in this, and I think everyone else that sees it going on thinks like, yeah, that's a great idea, a community garden.
A $5 per plot donation is suggested, but Ryan says no one will be turned down if they are unable to pay. A donation of $500 from Ozark Natural Foods has helped fund the garden till now. Lisa Netherland is Parks Horticulturist for the City of Fayetteville's Parks and Recreation Department. She says the Walker Park Garden Group will also have some help from the Fayetteville Community Garden Coalition and the City of Fayetteville to move the process along.
We want to provide secure land site, and we want to help get water to a site if it's not already there. And we can bring water to one or two sites a year, is the commitment that I've gotten. And then Fayetteville Community Garden Coalition wants to work with the groups to help them find funding, to help them find supplies, to help them find volunteers with expertise maybe if they need it. So a community garden group at this time in Fayetteville really has a lot of good support between the city and the Fayetteville Community Garden Coalition. Would actually, the city is a partner of the coalition, so we are just like a hand in a glove working together.
Andrea Love is also a member of the coordinating team of the Walker Park Community Garden Group. She, along with other volunteers, is covering the topsoil with a layer of compost donated by the city. She says people who are interested in but aren't familiar with community gardening will have some help very soon.
We want to have some workshops out here for sure, because we are closely related to the Community Garden Coalition and the City Parks Department, and we just have some experienced folks in our group. We want to hold workshops for you know, I mean, we're open to everyone, every gardening level, so we definitely are going to learn together. You know, there will be people here, and so if you need help, you can, you know, ask your neighbors who in the plot next to you. But there will be workshops, and we'll definitely be talking about those more.
The layer of compost will be covered by mulch, also donated by the city. The Walker Park Community Garden Group will hold a welcome meeting for everyone who has signed up for a plot and discuss gardening plans this Sunday. The planting will begin early spring. Lisa Netherland says the group, as well as the city, has big expectations of this community-based initiative.
What I can see is that they are building a sustainable garden here. Sustainable meaning that they're working with a lot of different people, not just one person is responsible for it. So if that one person can't be around or has to leave, then there will be somebody else here to make sure that this keeps going. I think it's going to enlarge. We have a little room for expansion. And then I also think that it's going to encourage other community people or other citizens to have community gardens in other parks, because we have earmarked one or two parks in each quadrant. We, being the staff of Fayetteville Parks and Recreation, have identified several parks around Fayetteville that are suitable for community gardens.
The Walker Park Community Garden is located near the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center on South College Avenue. It held its first community work day this past Sunday. For membership or volunteering opportunities, please log on to walkerparkgarden.blogspot.com, the Walker Park Community Garden page on Facebook, or email walkerparkcommunitygarden@gmail.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.